Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Come on, somebody say, God is good.
God is good.
And God is really good.
And God is really good.
God is real. He's real. If He's God, then He's all-powerful, all-knowing. But He's also not just all-powerful and knowing everything. He is good. Good. He's not bad. He doesn't have a dark side. He doesn't have a mean streak. He doesn't have a cruel part to Him. He's all good. And people trying to make sense of all the chaos and turmoil and evil in the world have believed lies, saying God's in control of all this, and even though we don't understand it, He has some reason for all of the terrible things that are going on. But the truth is, good comes out of good, and evil comes out of evil. And evil cannot come out of God because there's no evil in Him. The Bible said God is light. One translation said there's not even one particle of darkness in Him. Do you believe that? There's a devil, and there are mean people, and there's the curse because of sin. God didn't create the devil, the devil. The devil made himself the devil. Iniquity was found in him. And we read scripture, if you hadn't been with us, go back and catch up on these things. They're very important. We read scripture that said God made man upright, but He has sought out many inventions. God made us in His own likeness and image, which means we have creative ability. Now, I don't know that I have much time I got to dwell on this right now today, but I think I need to touch on it. You can use that creative ability to create good or evil. Amen. The scriptures refer to people who are inventors of evil. Well, that's not something God's doing. That's a misuse of creative power. All of us are made in the likeness and image of God. And two different degrees, God has put graces and deposits of His ability in us in different areas and different measures. And you can use those graces and abilities as you choose. You can use them to do His will and seek His glory, or you can abuse them and actually, if you want to use the term, prostitute them for your own gain and fame and fortune. You look at people in the world that are obviously talented. You know another word for talent? Grace. Talented. They have leadership ability. They can speak well. They can sing amazingly. They can play on an instrument. They have such administrative ability. Do you know what they're supposed to be doing with those graces? They're supposed to be serving God. They're supposed to be singing to the glory of God, not some trashy something. I'm serious. They're supposed to be using those administrative abilities to help advance the church. Yes. Not get richer in organized crime.
Amen. Come on. Yep.
But it's obvious people have in them creative ability. And with that, the devil himself and many human beings have used that creative ability God put in them to create something good. They've used it to create evil and to create bad. That's not God's fault. That's not His work. It never was His will. You believe these things? But 1 Timothy 4:4 says everything created by God is good. Somebody say everything.
Everything.
I'm reading the NAS. Everything created by God is good.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, didn't God create everything? Technically, no. He didn't create the devil. The devil made himself the devil. He didn't create all this evil. That's an abuse of the creative power God put in people. Everything He created was good in its original form. Perversions of it later were not an improvement on God's creation. How many think we must stop blaming God for evil? Can you see this? I mean, there are people standing in pulpits all over the country and world leaving people the idea that God was in the evil. God sent a typhoon and killed hundreds of thousands of people. And we just don't understand it, but He must have had some reason. God's throwing babies out of mobile homes into the woods and killing them with tornadoes. Really? You have preachers stand up beside the little casket and tell their parents, you know, we don't understand it, but this was God's will and we just have to accept it. No, there's killing and stealing and destroying in the world, and it's evil and it's not God.
That's right.
God is good. If you're looking for God, you're looking for something good.
Amen.
He's good. He's all good. He's only good. He's always been good. He'll always be good. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil or you or me. Come on, are you listening? But it ain't God. It ain't God. Because if it's really Him, it's good. It's good. It's good. Turn with me, please, to the book of Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans chapter 12. Now, if you're not settled on that, don't quit till you get settled. Don't just take my word for it. Search the Scriptures. Not what somebody's opinion is. I know when I first started in the ministry, training, learning, the Lord challenged me. This came up in my heart one day as I was seeking Him about some things. He said, Keith, examine everything you believe. Find it in the Word. Said out loud, examine.
Examine.
Everything.
Everything.
You believe.
You believe.
Sometimes people say, well, I got a right to my beliefs. Actually, you don't. If Jesus is your Lord, you're supposed to believe what He tells you to believe, not just make up stuff as you go along. And what is the standard for the Christian in what to believe? He said, examine everything you believe. Discipline yourself to find it in the Word. And I said, yes, sir. Remind me of it, please. And every day or so, something would come up and He'd remind me and I'd realize, yeah, I believe that. Okay, where's it at? Sometimes I'd know a Scripture, but a lot of times I'd think, I'm going to have to look that up. But I know that's right. And more than once, I'd get to looking for it and I'd go through the concordance and I'd go through the concordance and I'd go, now come on, I know this is in here. So I know this. And guess what? It ain't there. And I realize I heard that's something Grandpa said. That's something Mama said. That's something I heard a preacher say back years ago, and they didn't have any Scripture for it either. Come on, are y'all with me? Discipline yourself, friend. That includes everything you hear me preach and teach. And anybody. Where's the Scripture? If you got no Scripture, Don't you be basing a bunch of belief in it. In Romans, the 12th chapter, he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, verse 1, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what? Prove what? What is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God? Now skip on down to verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Now that means hypocrisy. Do you know there is a phony love? There are people that are too sweet. It's actually a little bit nauseating. It sounds to the unenlightened, it sounds good, it sounds kind, it sounds godly, it sounds like love, but something bothers you about it. You go, what is the deal with that? They're just, oh, brother, we just love you so much. Yeah. And we just want God to get all the, oh, it's not me. And you think, well, that sounds right, but what's wrong? Phony. Phony. That's what's bothering you about it. It's not real. It's not genuine. And there's some things that look and sound like love to some people, but it's not real love. Let love be genuine. Let it be real. Abhor that which is evil. And phony is bad. How many know nothing about God is phony? Nothing. Said out loud, Lord, deliver me. From phony. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. That's why up in verse 2 he talked about you need to prove and test and find out what's good and what's bad. And then when you find out what's bad, what do? Stay away from it. Right? When you find out what's good, what do with that? Wrap both arms around it, right? Stick to it. Hold on to it. When you find something good, don't let it go. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why I'm holding on to Phyllis. Didn't the Bible say he that finds a wife finds a good thing? Yeah. Oh, man. I said something last Sunday about, taste and see. And I talked about cornbread. I got 2 fresh pans of cornbread this week. Phyllis made me. Oh, yeah. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.